I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday regarding the Iran nuclear deal, if the United States leaves the nuclear agreement, you will soon see that they will regret it like never before in history. Now, as Reuters' David Doyle reports, other world powers are reacting.
Analysts and officials have told Reuters that if America withdraws, then Iranian hardliners are waiting in the wings to bring the relatively moderate Rouhani to heel and constrain his ability to open Iran up to the West. But even more dire consequences were also raised on Sunday. In an interview with Germany's Der Spiegel, French President Emmanuel Macron said war could ensue from the ashes of the Iran deal. France, along with Germany and Britain, remains committed to the nuclear deal, which saw Iran agree to curb its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. But Trump has said unless his European allies can rectify what he sees as flaws in the accord, then he will refuse to extend such sanctions relief.
Reuters' David Doyle. A powerful bomb ripped through a crowded mosque in southeastern Afghanistan, killing at least 12 worshippers and wounding 33 others. The attack came hours after unknown gunmen in a northern Afghan region kidnapped 7 engineers, mostly Indian nationals. The mosque bombing occurred in Khost province, which borders Pakistan. The death toll is expected to rise. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence. Hassan Iqbal, Pakistan's federal interior minister, survived an assassination attempt Sunday in the central Punjab province. Police confirmed the attack, saying the minister sustained a bullet injury in his right shoulder. Iqbal was quickly taken to a nearby hospital for treatment where doctors described his condition as stable. He was shot at twice while he was getting in his vehicle after attending a public meeting. This is VOA News. The beginning of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fourth term was met